Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin two lines from the top of daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachas of the Korban Omer. So again, the Korban Omer was a Korban Mincha, and it's for that reason it's discussed in detail in Mesechtes Menachas, not in Mesechtes Zvachim. It was brought Mimachas HaShabbos, which we have a Mesorah meant the second day of Pesach. So Shabbos is the first day Pesach, Mimachas HaShabbos would be the second day Pesach. So the second day Pesach, this Korban that was made primarily of Sa'orim was brought, and the significance was twofold. Number one, it was a carbon like all carbonists. Number two, it was mata the Tvuah Chadasha. So the Torah says very clearly that until the carbon Omer was brought, it was aser for the Yidden to eat from the new crops that had grown. This is Chodesh Nisan, this is when the new crops are ready to be eaten, stating that the Torah says that before you eat from the new crops, you have to bring the Korban Omer. We mentioned for a Meir Simcha, and really it's mashman that way very much in the Psukim, that the idea of the Korban Omer was very similar to the concept of Truma and Meiser, to the concept of Bikurim, Chala. The idea is the Reishis is always supposed to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Reishis is supposed to be given to the Kayanim, to the Mizbeach, and that's the idea with the Omer as well. Before you eat from the Tfuah Chadasha, the first thing that was meant to be done was to take from what was harvested and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of a Korban Mincha. Now, there are many mitzvahs that were associated directly and indirectly with the Korban Omer. You had the Hakrov of the Korban Omer. You have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer was counting down until another Korban Mincha was brought, the Mincha Chadasha, also known as the Shtei Halech. One of the mitzvahs was the Ketzira itself. So, cutting the Se'orim that was going to be used for the Korban Omer was in and of itself a mitzvah. And in fact, it was done in a very ceremonious way. The Mishnah said earlier in the parak, it was done Matzoy Yontif, so the night before the Korban was going to be brought, Leil Tez Zayin, the Kayhanim would go out, and three Kayhanim, and the Am played a role in it. Whoever was walking distance or horse and buggy distance was very much encouraged to attend. It was done with a lot of fanfare. The reason was Lahoitzi Liban Shalah by Susan, all sugyas that we had previously discussed. But one of the things that are noiveya from the fact that the ketzira was a mitzvah was that you were not even allowed to do ketzira with any tefuah before the ketziras mitzvah was done. So before the ketzira was done with the tefuah chadasha, there was an iser to do any ketzira for a mundane man. So not only was it aser to eat from the tefuah chadasha before the Korban Omer was brought, it was aser to harvest the tefuah chadasha. It was aser to do ketzira from the tefuah chadasha before the ketziras mitzvah was done. Stating that, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph mentioned certain exceptions to the rule. Three of the exceptions mentioned the Mishnah was v'koitzer mepnei netiyos. You are allowed to be koitzer from the Tfuah Chadasha, Mipnei Netiyos, Mipnei Beis Ha'Avel, Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash. So what does Mipnei Netiyos mean? So Rashi in the Mishnah said Tupshatim. Rashi said that what it means is that you have an Elon, or a young sapling, and next to it is wheat. That wheat you'd be allowed to cut. And Rashi said Tupshatim. One pshat Rashi said is because the whole Isser to cut from the Tfuah before the Mitzvah's Ketzira was done is only because the first Ketzira is supposed to be done, L'shem the Korban Omer. It's for that reason, says Rashi, and it's really based on a Gemara, that the Isser relates only to Tfuah that you were allowed to use for the Korban Omer. And being that Tfuah that grows next to these Ilanos was puzzle for the Korban Omer. It's for that reason you didn't have the Ketzira. So Pashat says Rashi, the reason there's no Isser to be Koitzer Mepnei Netiyos, because this Tfuah anyways won't be able to use for the Korban Mincha. Rashi said another pshat, and that is that when the Mishnah says Koitzer Mepnei Netiyos, it's because you're worried there may be an Isser Kalayim. And Mepnei the Isser Kalayim, it's for that reason you're allowed to do it. Mepnei Beis Ha'Avel, Mepnei Bittel Beis Medrash is referring to an interesting Metzias that is not very prevalent Bizmanenu, but what happened if there was a Beis Ha'Avel and there was nowhere to sit? And somebody comes, the Avel, to sit down, and Rashi says they used to make the Sutas Havra, Berchai Vayir, and somewhere in the middle of the city they're looking for a place where the Avelim can sit there. You can't sit on a chair, so they're going to sit on the ground. So you let it be Koitzer, Tvua, so there'll be place for the Avelim to sit. And the Beis Medrash is the same thing. If there's standing room only in the Beis Medrash, and they're trying to clear off more area for the Olam to be able to sit and learn, so you let it be Koitzer. So it was Mutter, Mipnei Hanetiyos, Mipnei Beis Ha'Avel, Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash. So the Gemara, my time, Tzirchem, Amar Rachman, Mitzvah. Because the pasuk that teaches me that you're not allowed to be koitzer before the mincha was brought is reishis kitzirchem el hakoyin. The reishis kitzirchem is the one that's going to be used for the korban mincha. Thus, till that kitzirah was done, you're not allowed to do any other kitzirah. But the lashon pasuk is kitzirchem. And we learn from there, it's only if it's kitzirchem that there's a halacha that the reishis has to go to the kohen. But let's say the kitzirah is not kitzirchem, it's kitzir mitzvah, then there's no halacha that it's going to be also. It's for that reason. Now, we understand why the reason of the Gemara of Ktsir Chamamara Chamon of Aloy Ktsir Mitzvah works. Because if the Ktsir is being done for a Beis Avil, it's Ktsir Mitzvah. If it's being done Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash, then also it's Ktsir Mitzvah. What about Koitzer Mipnei Anitiyos? That's really totally in Rashi's Tup Shatim. According to Rashi's second shot, that Koitzer Mipnei Anitiyos is because of the Isser Kalayim. Again, it's being done for the purpose of Mitzvah. Thus, it doesn't fall into the Isser of Reishas Ktsirchem. If it's because of a separate cheshbin, that the reason there's no Isser is because the Isser only relates to tefillah that's going to be kosher to use as the Karban Mincha, and anyway, it's not allowed to use that tefillah. So then you'd have to say, when the Gemara says, Ktsircham Amar Achman of Aloy Ktsir Mitzvah, it's not really explaining all three halachas of the Mishnah, it's only explaining the latter two. The Mishnah says, Eliyasa Krichos, that even in the event that you're going to do ktsira, such as b'pnei anetiyos, b'pnei besa'av, b'pnei besa'medrash, or any other exception to the rule, but you should do it with a shinui. What you shouldn't make bundles of it. So do the ktsira and then just leave it there. But don't start making bundles. Don't work too much with it. Pashup shad, you want to make a shinui, even though it's okay to do it, but don't do it in the ordinary fashion. Says the Gemara, my time at the Kamad Efshut Leitarchin, don't be matriach more than you have to. Mitzvahs ha'oimer, lahavi mena kama. The Mishnah said, the likat chila, the mitzvahs ha'oimer was to bring it from the kama. As the pasuk says, me hachel chermesh ba'kama. So the likat chila, you were supposed to take tefuah that was standing. The kohen would go, you'd be kaitzer, like the Mishnah described in detail, and then from that sairim, you would bring the carbon mincha. But the Mishnah says it's only the katchila. B'di'eved, if they didn't have any kama to bring for the carbon mincha, then it's okay. You could take already from the bundles. If there's something just lying on the ground, that's also okay. So the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, v'imtakriv minchas bikurim. It says in Parshas Vayikra, v'imtakriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem. And we've already seen many times here, the sixth parak of Masechtas Menachos, that pasuk that describes a minchas bikurim is referring to the carbon mincha. Like we said earlier, it's a mincha, but it's a minchas bikurim. It says the word takriv. Fisha mitzvah, being that the mitzvah is the katchila to bring the carbon oimer from the kama. How do you know that if you couldn't find from the kama, then it's okay to bring from oimrin? It's okay to bring bundles. It doesn't have to be mehachel chermesh bakama. That's only on the katchila level, but it's not ma'akiv tamaloimer. Takriv, that's l'rabbo, is that it's okay that even if it's not coming, you can bring it. Davarach, another thing that's learned out from Takriv, Visha mitzvah lahavi min alach, there's a mitzvah lechatchila that the tefuah should be lach. It was learned out from the word caramel. Remember the Gemara, you darshan the word caramel, it's an acronym, caramel, but caramel taught me that we learned that it's supposed to be lach. How do you know it's only lechatchila? But b'di'eved, it doesn't have to be lach. Talmud leimer, again, takriv mikomoker. Davarach, a third thing that we learned from Takriv, Visha mitzvah lechatchila, being that lechatchila, the tzira was done when? Bilel tezayin nisan. Minayim shem niktzav yem kasha. How do you know that it doesn't have to be at night? How do you know it could be done during the day as well? Visha doiches ha-shabbos. How do you know that it's even doiches ha-shabbos? Talmud lo yimai takriv. It says takriv tzindritim. Well, actually, it says it only one time. But it's a third drasha that we learn now from the word takriv. And we learn from there, takriv kol shehu. Takriv mikol makoim, takriv afilu b'shabes, takriv afilu b'tumah. So takriv koshu teaches me that it doesn't matter whether it was kama or whether it was oimrim, if it was standing, if it was bundles, koshu. Just bring it. It's always b'di'evit going to be okay. Takriv mikol makoim, so Rashi says means that even if you're going to bring it from a faraway place, in which case it won't be lach anymore by the time you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's going to come out. You're not being makriv lach. Mikol makim, bring it from anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's not, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. But as long as it's from Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, so by the time it arrives, it's not going to be lach anymore. It's not going to be moist anymore. Nobody cares. B'di'eved, it's fine, mikol makim. And Takriv teaches me, it doesn't matter if it's Shabbos, if it's Tumah, or B'yayim, like is Mavur in the Braisa. In all of the aforementioned cases, it's going to be okay. So before we start the next Gemara, which is really going to take
take us until the end of the parak. So we'll just speak out a little bit of raid, a little prematurely, at the earlier part of the daf. And that is two haras. First har is, the Gemara said that although it's also to do ktsira before the ktsira mitzvah of the Karban Omer, but at the same time, and the reason is because the only ktsira that's also is a ktsira of hedyet. Ktsir chem omer rachmono. So if it's your ktsira, that's also. But if it's a ktsir mitzvah, such as mepnei anetiyos, according to Rashi's second shot on the Mishnah, that it's mepnei kalayim, or if it's mepnei besa avum, mepnei besa medrash, it's related to mitzvah. It's not a frivolous ktsira. In that case, the issa doesn't apply. Ktsir chem omer rachmono, for like ktsir mitzvah. In the chaschinuch, in mitzvah shin beis, it's ois vav, says, shamati makshin. I heard a veltz kasha, and the kasha bothers me, because the kasha l'chayra hat nishkanfis. It really doesn't start. And the background to the kasha is a toisvis that we spoke out a lot of read about in the beginning of the Masechta, toisvis, Masechta, Skidushin, Daflam, and Ches. The Gemara, the context is, a machloikis tanoim, whether when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Nisan, that first year, did they eat matzah? Or did they not eat matzah? And the Gemara says, the mandam and shas that holds that they couldn't eat matzah. And the reason is because all the tefuah that was in Eretz Yisrael at the time was chadash. And as a result, they didn't have any tefuah from which they would be able to make matzah. And being that everything was going to be chadash, they couldn't bring the karb mincha. There was no way for them to be able to eat from the tefuah chadash. Thus, they weren't able to eat matzah. Tosfos and Kedushim, Lama Chesam at Aleph, brings from the Yerushalmi that says, I don't understand. Lama lo yachlu matzah mechadash. V'yavi yasei deber of teichlu matzahs v'yidcha loisa. Why can the assay of Achilas Matzah, Berev Teichel Matzah, be Teichel Lois Assay of Chodesh? Chodesh is a Lois Assay. Matzah is an Assay. Assay is Teichel Lois Assay. It's a freak to Yerushalmi, the obvious question. They couldn't eat Matzah because of the Issa Chodesh. Let the Assay of Matzah be Teichel Lois Assay of Chodesh. And the Yerushalmi says two very important terutzim. First, Teretz, the Yerushalmi says, is the Ein Assay the Koidim Hadibur, Teichel Lois Assay the Acher Hadibur. And being that the Assay of Matzah was Koidim Hadibur, it's in Parshas Boy, it's before Matan Torah, and the Lois Assay of Chadosh is La'acher Hadibur, it's in Parshas Emor, Assay the Lifnei Hadibur is not Teichel Lois Assay the La'acher Hadibur. A big Yisoid. Inami, the Yerushalmi says, Yeishloima the Gzeira, Gzayas Rishon, Otu Gzayas Sheni. That there was a Gzeira, Elchanami, the first Achilas Gzayas, Be'erav Teichel Matzah, Yimim Akaim Mitzvah. What about the second Gzayas? For the second Gzayas, ready now. So we were goyzer kizayis rishon atu kizayis sheni. Mashal ma'ad of a daimed. The Gemara says Yivam is tafchav am an aleph that by chayv elavin there's no yibum. Why not? Because even though the assay of yibum Yivam a yovel would be doicha whatever lois assay we're discussing, but zera be a rishon atu be a shniya. The assay is only to be a rishon. It's not to be a shniya. If you remember early in the Masechta we spoke out the shagas arias kasha. He says bishloim by arayas when nafshin shal adam mechamdasan or misavasan. So to tell a person be a rishon is mutter, be a shniya is aser. So it makes sense that Chachamu would make a gzeira be a rishayna atu be a shniya. But Achila, the taiv is not on the same level. So mecha tesi freik the shagasarye, you should say gzeira gzayas rishayn atu gzayas shayn. At the time, we also spoke at another teretz to Yerushalmi's kasha, a teretz nifla from the Avni Nezer, where the Avni Nezer says that matzah really has a dual purpose. Matzah is a regular mitzvah, the erev teichel matzah, it's a mitzvah put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, but matzah is also machshirei karbon, because the karbon pesach had to be eaten al matzos umeroyim. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that all machshirei karbon have the halachas of a karbon. So any halacha that relates to a karbon is going to be true for machshirei karbon as well. Being that by a karbon there's halacha mimashki Yisrael, that you're not allowed to put something on the Mizbeach that's also L'Achilas Yisrael. So the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael, Taina Davni Nezer, would apply to Matzah as well. Because being that Matzah is Machshirei Karbon, and by your Karbon you have the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael, Mimel you can have the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael by Matzah as well. So how are you going to go ahead now, Taina Davni Nezer, and eat the Matzah of Chadosh? L'cheira, if you're eating the Matzah of Chadosh, you're running into a Mimashki Yisrael. But again, this is all raid we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. I heard a kasha. As Vosvul the Yerushalmi, Shami's asking that L'chayr, what was the problem? There's a mandama that holds that he couldn't eat matzah when he came in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because it was an Issa Chadosh. Frek the Yerushalmi, I could work it out. Asay, lois asay, let asay be doicha lois asay. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, or he says, I heard a kasha that bishle medachila. But there's another issur that permeates these dafim that we're learning right now, and that is there's an issur ktsira. So being that there's an issur ktsira, so said the Minchas Chinuch, I saw the Makna asks the kasha, shamati makshin that l'chayra What was the Yerushalmi's havamina? Enochanami, the Yerushalmi can make it work mitzad the isarachila. But what about the isakhtira? And for that, you can't say asay dechaloy sasay. Because asay dechaloy sasay only works if it's be'idna. That's not going to be be'idna. Because at the time that you're doing the ktsira of the tfuah, so that you should be able to make matzah with this tfuah chadasha, you're already over the isakhtira and you have no mitzvah. So b'shastachila, when you're over the isakhadash, enochanami. Be'idne, you became the mitzvah, the erev teichlo matzahs. So for that, it's a good kasha. Say asay dechaloy sasay. But Frecht, the Welt, says the Mechas Chinuch. I heard a kasha that how's that going to answer the Ketzirah? But the Mechas Chinuch says the kasha is a toyis. The reason it's a toyis is because it is Gemara. The Gemara said, Ketzir chamam rachman of a loy Ketzir mitzvah. Being that if the Ketzirah was being done, v'shem mitzvahs matzah, it would have been done. It's not worse than ktsira for a base oval or for a base medrash. That even though it's not, you're not being mekayim a mitzvah's essay day raisa with that ktsira, but you're doing it for a mitzvah. I mean that you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's not considered ktsirchem. And it's only ktsirchem that's also, but ktsir mitzvah is not going to be also. So it says in Mechas Chinuch, it's poshet that Lanias Daiti, the kasha's a toy, says he sing terutz into this kasha, and it's all, in his opinion, in vain. Because l'chur, the kasha fank nishton, it's not Kitzirchem, and if it's not Kitzirchem, it's Poshet, that the Isser is not going to apply. That's the first order. The second order is, the Gemara mentioned different halachas that are learned out from the word takrif. It says, v'imtakrif minchas bikurim l'ashem, and from the word takrif, we learn out that even though the Torah says, me'hochel chermesh bakamo, doesn't have to be bakamo, and even though the katchila is supposed to be karmel, meaning it's supposed to be lach, it doesn't have to be lach, takrif koshu, takrif mikol makom, and not just that, takrif bayoin, takrif b'shabbos, takrif b'tumah, a whole bunch of words that are learned out from the word takrif. It's interesting, there's a Torah koyanim in Parshas Emor, in the context of the Minchas HaOmer, and the Torah koyanim says a very big chiddush. It says, Ve'heinav es HaOmer lufnei Hashem, Omer tenufa, Omer shmoi, little sasam, but clearly what the Torah Khan is trying to say is that the carbon oimer had to be brought, and you weren't able to force the tzibur to go ahead and bring the carbon oimer. And really, it's a very big chiddush, because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Avavim and Aleph, and it's really Gemara in many places in Shas, Yaakov oisoi, melamed shekoifen oisoi, Yochav al karchoi, tamaloi meritzoinoi, hokei tzad koifen oisoi, shiyei meritzani. And everybody knows the Gemara. It's true for karbonos, it's true for other mitzvahs as well. In fact, there's a famous Tosfos Rosh Hashanah, Avavim and Aleph, a Tosfos says, why do I need Yaakov oisoi meritzoinoi, which is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra to tell me koifen oisoi, shiyei meritzani, when it comes to bringing a carbon, if it's true by all mitzvahs. But the bottom line is that koifen oisoi shiyei meritzoni comes again to Torah's Kayanim and says that that's only true when it comes to shar karbonos. But by the carbon oimer, there's no halach of koifen oisoi shiyei meritzoni. When it comes to the carbon oimer, it has to be l'tzoinchem. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if the yidden want to do it mitzoinam. But if they're not interested in doing it mitzoinam, there's no halacha that bezin can force someone to be megarish anisha, bezin can force someone to sit in a sukkah, to take a lulav, to put on tefillin. They can certainly force someone that's chayiv to bring a carbon to bring a carbon. But the carbon oimer is an exception to the rule. Pashup shat. Also, in mitzvah shinbeis is pashit the pesukim, because when the pasuk talks about the carbon oimer, so the pasuk says v'heinef es ha'oimer lufnei Hashem lirtzoinchem mimachras haShabbos yinifenu hakoy. The makar of koyfen oisa shiyemer roitzani is the pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah says right in the beginning, im oilu karbonim in abakos zochetam yakrivenu el pesach oil moed yakriv oisoi lirtzoinoi lufnei Hashem. So Yakriv Oisai teaches me Balkarcha. Lertzoinoi teaches me Achiyem Eroitzani. But by Shar Karbonis, the carbon oil, for example, where it says Yakriv Oisai Lertzoinoi, so there's Allah of Koyven Oisai Achiyem Eroitzani. But by the carbon oil, it doesn't say the word Yakriv. What it says, Vehenev Esa Oimel of Neashem Lertzoinchem. I mean that it says Lertzoinchem, and it doesn't say Yakriv. It doesn't say Yakriv. So there's no Allah of Balkarcha. There's no Allah of Koyven Oisai Achiyem Eroitzani. So Muscharishan, it's interesting, because we just learned the Gemara that learned out five halachas from the word takrif that it says by the carbon oimer. It says v'minchas v'takrif minchas bikurim, and we learn from this so many different halachas that kam is not ma'akiv, and lach is not ma'akiv, and tum and shabbos are not ma'akiv. And here we have a teres kain that the minchas chinuch says it's pasha. Shana the teres kain. That's a yakriv. Shar karbanos says yakriv. Yakriv oisai is the makar of koyven oisai. But by the minchas oimer, it doesn't say the word yakriv. All it says is the second part. It says the lertzoinoi. It says lefnei Hashem lertzoinchem. Thus, from there we learn that it has to be lertzoinoi. But the teretz is pashut. The teretz is that although it says the word takriv by the carbon mincha, but it says in a different pasuk. Meaning, this pasuk, the heinav es ha'oimer lefnei Hashem lertzoinchem, is in Parshas Emor. The word takriv is in Parshas Vayikra. And takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem. So you have the word takriv in Parshas Vayikra. You have the word l'tzoyichem in Parshas Ne'amar. I guess we don't put these words together. You have to know Hilchas Drashas a little bit better. But in Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah said in the same breath, Yakriv oisoy l'tzoynei l'fnei Hashem. So Yakriv oisoy l'tzoynei teaches me, Yakriv oisoy koifin oisoy l'tzoynei hachiyem eroitzani. But over here, we have the word v'intakriv in Parshas Vayikra, and then you have L'Tzoinchem in Parshas Emor, although both Psukim are talking about the Karban Emor, but it's not together in the same breath, though. Although we learned so many halachas from the word Takriv, we don't learn this halacha. And there's no halacha of Yakriv Oisai, Melamed, Shekoifen Oisai when it comes to the Karban Emor. But the question is, why not? So the truth is, if you look in the Rashmi Shans, in his Pirush on the Teres Kainim, the Rashmi Shans says, a gevaldige chiddush. He says, "Ki gnai hu lekarbon tzibur li is karbon behechrach." It's a gnai for a carbon tzibur to be brought behechrach. It'd be very mashman the Rashmi Shans that he understood that it's not halach in carbon oimer; it's halach in all carbon tzibur. So even though there's a halach of koyf and oisach yemer roitzani, koyf and oisach yemer roitzani is only true for carbon yachid. It's not going to be true for a carbon tzibur. But the Michas Chinuch doesn't bring the Rashmi Shans, but when he discusses this Torah's Kayanim, he assumes for a Dover Pashat that that's not the way. He says it's Pashat that they were Kaifen for Tmidim and Musafen. I saw in the Mechas Chinuch on the bottom, they bring Shechen Kosav HaChofetz Chaim in his Lekutei Halachas. So apparently, the Mechas Chinuch and the Chofetz Chaim both assume that the Halach of Kaifen is a Shem and Reutzen, and he applies to Karban HaSibur as well. It's not like a Mefurish Rashmi Shans. But if that's the case, why should the Karban Omer be different than any other Karbanas? So the Mechas Chinuch says that he found that the Magen Avraham, in his Sefer Zayis Ranon, asks this kasha. And the Magen Avraham says a chiddush. He says that koifin oisa you only do when you're afraid that the person is not on his own going to do what needs to be done. So if you see a person doesn't want to put on tefillin, koifin oisa, you're forced to put on tefillin. Somebody doesn't want to divorce his wife, and pi halacha he's supposed to. So there's a concept of koifin oisa. Achiyem eroitzani, we force him to do it. But let's say there's something you know for sure the person's going to do. So there's no reason to be koifin oisa, right? What's the point? You don't have to be koif for someone to do something that you know he's anyways going to do. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no way the Yidden are not going to bring the Karban Omer because you're not allowed to eat the Tfuah Chadash until the Karban Omer was brought. So mean that you can't bring the Karban Omer, you can't eat the Tfuah Chadash until the Karban Omer, so they're going to bring it. Lo Yisrashlu, says the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, Pashut, why they weren't Koifen Oisai. They weren't Koifen Oisai because there was no Chashash that the Karban Omer wasn't going to be brought. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a Dover Nifla, a classic Minchas Chinuch. He says, from this Magen Avraham, I learned the Dover Chadash. You know why? Because at first glance, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. Says, why not? So let me ask you a question. We know, Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you weren't allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosh until the Karban Omer was brought. What about today? Today there's no Tfuah. Today there's no Karban Omer. So what's the halacha? So we learned the Gemara together. We learned the whole sugya, Daf Samaches, where the Gemara says, today it's the Katchila, it was Heir Pnei Mizrach, Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, made a Takana, Meir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Ishtakit, together with the Takana of Arava. Right, we spoke about all this. But the point is that Rabbi Yochim, today the halacha is you can't eat it on Yom Tezayin. But by Tez, Yud Zayin, for sure, the Gemara says there was some Mahadrin in Chutz Loretz, they were worried about Sveik of the Yoma, but the point is that Mi'ikar Adin, by Yud Zayin, Nisan, for sure you're allowed to eat from the Karban Omer. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim? If they didn't bring the Karban Omer, you smack the child. This is hashtag classic Minchas Chinuch. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, if they didn't bring the Karban Omer, did you have the halach of Heir Pnei Mizrach? Did you have the halach of Etzem HaYom HaZeh? That by Yud Zayin you're allowed to, or no? That's the halach when you can't bring the Karban Omer. When you can't bring the Karban Omer, then there's halach of Yud Zayin, you're allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosh. But Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, where it's physically possible to bring the Karban Omer, maybe you don't have that halach. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know, I get it to Tzadim. He says, in this Magen Avraham, there's a Gevaldige Geis. See, the Magen Avraham understood it one way. Because if you're going to tell me that by Yud Zayin, even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, and Monav Shachil, so why is it so posh to the Magen Avraham that they're for sure going to bring the Karban Omer? He said, they're for sure going to bring it. You don't have to force them. Why? Because they want to eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. What do you mean? By tomorrow you can eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. What's at stake is one day. So for one day, for a Shamu'ete, says the Mechas Chinuch, it was so posh to the Magen Avraham that they're going to bring the carbon. Maybe they say, you know what, we're lazy. It's too complicated. By Susan, I don't know. There may be a cheshbon why they're not going to want to do it. They're going to say, wait till tomorrow. Farting. You don't have to. So to Mechas Chinuch, it's mashma that the Magen Avraham understood that there was no halacha about that. had to bring the carbon omer. And if he didn't bring the carbon omer, it wasn't going to be shaykh. If it wasn't going to be shaykh, he just has one aura, which he says maybe is a little bit of a rive. Just leave you with this aura, and that's it. This is Bekitzer in the end of Simon Mitzvah Shin Beis, if you want to look it up. But then he sends you to what he was Meirich in this in Mitzvah Shin Gimel, and over there he brings that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah begins Arbar Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, that why did the Mishnah mention a fifth Rosh Hashanah and a sixth Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah should have said that Tez Zayin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Tfuah Chadasha. And then the Mishnah should have said that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for the Tfuah Chadasha in the Beis HaMikdash. Azoy Frik Tegmar. Tez Zayin Nisan, they brought the carbon omer. It was matted the Tfuah Chadasha. So I have a fifth Rosh Hashanah. And they brought the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, which was matted the Tfuah Chadasha in the Beis HaMikdash. So I have now a sixth Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara's Kasha. Frik the Gemara, it should say five. It should say six. And the Gemara says two Terutzim. Rav Shesha said that you want to know why it's not Shver is because it's true that Tez Zayin Nisan was a Rosh Hashanah for the Tfuah Chadasha, but it required a Maisa. And something that requires a Maisa like Katan, you had to do something, you had to bring the carbon omer. But being that you had to bring the carbon omer, that great Michas Chenoch, half love a fellow. And he says, Shuv Matzasi, that Shagas Ari asks his Kasha in Turei Evans. This is like the most Geshmak array possible. Michas Chenoch, Shagas Ari. He says, L'chayre, what's going on here? Enechanami, Tez Zayin Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Tfuah Chadasha would have to be Al Yudei Maisa. What about Yud Zayin Nisan? By Yud Zayin Nisan, even if they didn't bring the carbon omer, l'chayre at that point you'd be able to eat it. Pasha because of the day. So tainet the Shagas Aryeh and zok the Minchas Chinuch, the vazok the Gemara. That the reason the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah that everybody knows, Arba Rosh Hashanah name, fake the Gemara, let it say five, that Tez Zayin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Tfuah Chadasha and for the Gemara. No, because it needs a Maisa. You need to bring the carbon omer. Fake the Shagas Aryeh. That's true, you have to bring the carbon omer. That's if you want to eat it on Tez Zayin. But what if you mask him to eat it on Yud Zayin, then look how you don't need the carbon omer anymore. So if you don't need the carbon omer anymore, then let the Mishnah say Yud Zayin. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe there's a riot in Magen Avraham. Maybe there's a riot that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, which is of course the ideal circumstances when you could bring the carbon omer, then Tez Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin is halach in Golos. That's as a hilchah. So when the Yudin are in Golos, and then there's something called Yud Zayin. There's something called that Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, Heyer Pnei Mizrach, Takonos Rivachem and Zakai, etc., etc. But Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim Snidokan Yud Zayin. All there is the carbon omer. And the carbon omer is not a din in Tez Zayin, it's the Maisa. But Mel, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Rosh Hashanah. You don't have Tez Zayin, you don't have Yud Zayin. But again, regardless, why are we speaking about this? Because we're digressing. But the point is that we had a whole Gemara that talks about Takriv. In Siddur, Torah's Kodem, that says that even though ordinarily Yakriv Vaisai Lurtsoinai, Malamach Akoifanai Sachiyeme, right? But when it comes to the Minchas Haimer, it doesn't say Yakriv. That's Dreis Daf. Takriv. Pashub Shad is based on the fact that there it's in the same pasuk, here it's in two different parshias. Regardless, we have a lot more Gemara to learn. Zok the Gemara, Nikse by Yoyim Kosh. The Mishnah said that even though Likatchil the Ksira was supposed to be done by Tzoy Yartif, but the Di'evet, it could be done during the day as well. Faith the Gemara is the attribute of time. We learned to the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesachas Megillah. Kol Alayi L'Kosh L'Ksira Sa'omer U'Lahek T'Chalav and Veivarim. So ordinarily, Avodis that were done in the Beis HaMikdash were done during the day. But the Mishnah mentions two notable exceptions, two avodas that were done at night. One is the Ktsira Sa'im, very geshmak. We're learning those sugyas right now. The other one, which permeates all of Kachem, was the Akhtara Seymurim, Hekter Chalov and Veivarim. The Akhtara was done by Laila. Right, there's one mandamah that says that the three tefillos that we daven, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, are connected to Karbonos. One mandamah says, Avos Tiknon, so that's Inyan D'Yoma, the Parashiyas. Hashavua. But there's another mandamah that says that it's keneged the karbana. Shachris is keneged the tamid shal shachar. Minchas keneged the tamid shal bein arbayim. The vilna goyin. It's the minchas nesachim of the tamid shal bein arbayim. And mayriv is keneged the haktaras emurim. The hekta chalovim, the evarim, that was done balayla. So the Mishnah says that kol ayoyim is kosher for the avoidas that have to be done during the day. And kol alayla is kosher for the mitzvahs balayla. What are the mitzvahs? Ktira sa'oymer and the haktaras emurim. Zeakla. Then the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah mentions Yoyim, the Mishnah mentions Laila, Madiyim, but Laila, just like the things that have to be done during the day, such as Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, they can't be done by Laila. Vachura, after Laila, B'yoyim Namiloy. It shouldn't be mashma that things that have to be done at night can't be done during the day. My rabbi said, like Kasha, Horebi, Horebi, Lazbar, Rebshim. It's true, you have a stir, our Mishnah's mashma, Ksir, Saim, it could be done during the day. And the Mishnah, Mesachta,
Megillah, it's mashma. There were things that were done during the day, there were things that were done during the night. And just like the things that have to be done during the day can't be done at night, so the things at night can't be done during the day. So it's mashma then that Ktiras Omer can't be done during the day. Now, by the way, just to interrupt the Gemara for a moment with a very important interruption, and that is, so are you supposed to walk away that at this point the Gemara thinks that Aktaras Emurim also can't be done during the day? Right, the Mishnah said two things were done by Laila. Ktiras Omer and Aktaras Emurim. So tomorrow it's mashma. Oh, only by Laila, not during the day. However, it doesn't stem with our Mishnah that says Ktiras Omer can be done during the day. 1 second. The Mishnah also says Aktara. Whoever said that Aktara can't be done during the day? The Chiddush of Aktara always is that it could be done at night, but that you're not allowed to do Aktara. Aktara by Yom is possible. Tosfos asks the Kasha. And Tosfos says, again, in Pshat Tava, Ayin Sham, but Asher Megel in Yoneinu, which isn't Ayin Sham, is of course Haktaras Emurim can be done during the day. When you say Haktaras Emurim can't be done during the day, if you want to run with this diuk as it relates to Haktaras Emurim, it would mean the day after. But that's Pasha. Don't walk away from this Gemara thinking that just like the Gemara was Medayik, that Ktiras Emurim can't be done during the day, that means Haktaras Emurim can't be done during the day as well. Of course Haktar could be done during the day. But the bottom line is we have a stira. We have our Mishnah that says Ktiras Emurim is Kasha Bayoyim, and you have a Mishnah that's Mashma. No, there are things that are kosher by Laila, the things that are kosher by Yoim. The Bayoim things you can't do by Laila, which suggests that the Laila things you can't be done during the day. If Ksiris Yoim is one of the Laila things, it's not kosher. So is Ksiris Yoim a kosher by Yoim or not kosher by Yoim? I'm a rabbi like Kasha, a Rebbe, a Rablaz Bashem. It's really a machlekes Tanam. It's true, it's a steer in the Mishnayas, but it's not a Kasha because there's two Tanon. One Mishnah is going like Rebbe, one Mishnah. What's this Mishnah? The Tanya Lunta Rabbi, so Hoyoim made a makrib, Minchas Oimer. If the Kayim was bringing the Minchas Oimer, then it mays, and then the Kabi Mincha became Tame. If there's another Mincha, Oimer le have a Acheres Tachter. So then bring the other one. The Imlav, if there isn't another Mincha, I mean, there's nothing else to bring from, so then it's okay, right? Because the Mincha is yesterday's daf, or just now, was okay to be brought to Tumah. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. So it's okay to bring the Mincha Sa'imah, which is a carbon Tzibur, Afila B'tumah. But at the same time, they told him, Havi Pikeach, just be smart, Ushtoik, just don't talk about it. Divrei Rebbe. Now, Pashto, you read the Gemara, it sounds like this is like a covert mission. Don't talk, because really, you're not supposed to do it. Just, you know, don't ask a Shailah, Mefek the Shailah, the Strefa, right? Just don't ask any questions. That's not what the Gemara means. Because if it's not something you're allowed to do, berabim, then you wouldn't be able to be shtaik and do it either. What the Gemara means is that of course you're allowed to do it. But at the same time, we don't want people to know that the karma is being brought patuma, pasha, because of a gzera, people won't really understand the halachas, and they're going to think that all menachas maybe can be brought patuma. So lest this come to a situation down the road, we tell it to be quiet. But the bottom line is Divrei Rebbe. So what's Rebbe Shita? Rebbe Shita is if there's an option to bring another one, bring another one. If not, then just be married. No, there's no option to bring another one. You have to bring this. Because it doesn't mean you're going to bring another one. You're going to go do Ktsir again. You can't do Ktsir again. There's no option to do the Ktsira again. Thus, his Rebbe said, if you could do another Ktsira, do the other Ktsira. If not, have it Pekeach V'shtoik. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said, no, Benkach U'Benkach. There's no option to go ahead and do another one. Why? Because you can't do the Ktsira right now. Now, the Kohen's about to be Makriv. So what, is it night outside or is it day outside? It's day, because you can't be Makriv the Karbon Mincha at night. So it's during the day. Rebbe says, it's not a problem. Just do another Ktsira. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said, no, you can't do another Ktsira now. Thus says, this is not machlek, it's Rebbe, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Whether it's okay to do Ktsira by Yom, it's not okay to do Ktsira. Our Mishnah says you can do Ktsira by Yom is Rebbe. The Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, with Medayik, that you can't do Ktsira by Yom, is going according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, this Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon that said that you can't do Ktsira by Yom, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shal Aviv Amro, he was going, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Shal Aviv. He was the Rebbe of his father. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's father was Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Akiva lost his 24,000 Talmidim, he moved from the north down south, and he started all over again with 5 Talmidim. And one of his Talmidim were Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So said Rabbi Bar Bachana, that I heard from Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan was very excited. He said, this Chiddush Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is very geschmack. You see that he was going like the Rebbe from his father. His father, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. Tanan, what's this Rabbi Akiva? Akiva never said anything about the Mincha Sa'omer and the Ktsira being done during the day. But Rabbi Akiva said something else. Kalom Rabbi Akiva, kom aloch shev shloi lasoy semer of Shabbos, eino doiches ha-Shabbos. And the context is Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. So Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila begins with the Machloikas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, one of the most famous prokem in Shas. Rabbi Eliezer says that we know Mila's doiches ha-Shabbos. What about Machshirei Mila? So, for example, you let it carry the Izemel on Shabbos to do the Bris Mila. It's not the actual Mila, it's a Hechsher. you let her cut a branch off a tree to make an izemel, so that you should be able to do bris milah on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah. Milah's deicha Shabbos and machshire milah deicha Shabbos as well. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says that milah's deicha Shabbos, but the machshire milah are not deicha Shabbos. And klal omer Rabbi Akiva, in the first mission of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milah, kol melacha she'ef shaloi lasois amir of Shabbos, ain't a deicha Shabbos. You could have carried the izemel before. The milah bismana is b'yei mashmin. You couldn't do it erev Shabbos. But anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, you're supposed to do with Shabbos. This is the shittas Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's going like. What does that mean? V'savol the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon said Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yishmael. The Amak Ktiras Oimer Mitzvah, that the Ktiras Oimer is a mitzvah. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says there's a pasuk in Shmoyis Lamedalit Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois Bechorish Uvakotzer Tishbois. And there's Machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva had to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva said the pasuk that says Bechorish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shmita. Rabbi Shmuel said the pasuk that says Becharish Vakatzah Tishbois is referring to Shabbos. A very fundamental machlokes. How to understand the pasuk in the Torah? Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Ubayom Shvi Tishbois is for sure talking about Shabbos. What about the Sefer Dekra? Rabbi Kiva said the Sefer Dekra, we're jumping from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. We're going from the Shabbos of the week to the Shabbos of years to Shmita. Rabbi Shmuel said no. Becharish Vakatzah Tishbois is referring to the mitzvah of Shabbos. And even though the Lamed Tes Melachas are not mentioned before in the Torah, other than Leisavaru Esh, Bechom Moish Veisechem, B'Yema Shabbos, but ordinarily the Melachas aren't really mentioned in the Torah. But over here, Tanis Rabbi Yishmael, Becharish Vakatz, Tishbois, the Torah says, Charisha, Chayresh, and Kaitzer, Atu Melachas, that are actually mentioned first in the Torah, according to Rabbi Yishmael. What do we, why did the Torah say that? We learn a very important halach. Macharish, Rishos, Avkatzer, Rishos, because Chayresh is always Rishos. There's no concept of a Chayresh on mitzvah. You're never going to be chayrish in a field and you're going to say, mitzvah srichas kavana, hinani muchan mzumin, you're going to mikvah put on your gartel because I'm about to be chayrish. If you're being chayrish, you're not doing a mitzvah. There's no concept of a chayrish on mitzvah. And the Torah says, bacharish tishboy. So we learn from there that the only time that you're not allowed to do malacha is if it's a malacha of rishos. But if it's a malacha of mitzvah, then it's okay. For example, by katzer, it is shaykh a mitzvah. Yotze, ktsira oim is mitzvah. Ktsira oim is mitzvah. Bottom line is, what we need from here, if we have time, we'll speak out some rate about this later. But what we need from here right now is that Ktsira Sa'omer is a mitzvah and it's Deiches Shabbos. That's the punchline, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Ktsira Sa'omer is Deiches Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva held that Kol Malacha She'efshle Lasois Amir of Shabbos in a Deiches Shabbos. So do the back of the envelope arithmetic. If Ktsira Sa'omer is Deiches Shabbos, who holds that? Rabbi Shmuel in Makis Tavches, Becharish Vakatz Tishbois. If the halacha is that any malacha that you could do before Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos, who holds that? That's Rabbi Akiva, beginning of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milah. So what does that mean? That means then that Ktsira Sa'omer has to be done bizmana. It can't be done Erev Shabbos in the event that the zman to do the Ktsira Sa'omer falls out on Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell me that Ktsira Sa'omer could be done before, it could be done after, it's not ma'akiv that it's done bizmana, then why is it Deicha Shabbos? So said Rabbi Yechanan, you want to know Shana Rabbi Yechanan that said Ktsira Sa'omer has to be done dafka bizmana, it can't be done shaloi bizmana, because he held like Rabbi Yishmael that Ktsira Sa'omer is Deicha Shabbos. And he also held like Rabbi Akiva, who was his father's Rebbe, who held that the only time something's Deicha Shabbos is if it was impossible to do it before Shabbos. So Milo bizmana is Deicha Shabbos. But the Hechshir Milo, which didn't have to be done on Shabbos, is not Deicha Shabbos. If Ktsira Sa'omer is Deicha Shabbos, what does that mean? That means it has to be done on Shabbos. It means it has to be done bizmana. Because if you don't shleib bizmana, then you're not going to have that halach. And the Gemara says it inside. Let's see. If you're going to tell me that Ktsira could be done, even shleib kim mitzvah, it doesn't have to be done bizmana. Am I dachi Shabbos? Niktre me'erev Shabbos. Elamid dachi Shabbos. Shema mina nikta shleib kim mitzvah. Possible. Very, that's pshat in Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara. The Rebbe laf talmidei Rabbi Shimon hu. And the Gemara asks such a geshmak and kasha that unfortunately we don't have time to talk about. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said very geshmak. He said pshat in Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is pashat. Because it's Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Lazar have to do with Rabbi Akiva? It's his father's Rebbe. Fake the Gemara. Rebbe was a Talmud of Shimon Yochai. Which means that Rabbi Akiva was Rebbe's Rebbe. Right? So he was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon's father's Rebbe. He was Rebbe's Rebbe. Right? Rebbe's Rebbe. But the point is that if that's the case, then L'chaira, how could Rebbe not hold what Rebbe's Rebbe Shimon holds? Once we establish that in the world of Rebbe Akiva, it's Pashit, that Ktsira Sa'omer has to be done bizmanai, because if it's Deicha Shabbos, must be that it has to be done bizmanai, how could Rebbe argue? If Rebbe argues, that means he's arguing with his Rebbe's Rebbe. Chteser. Now, it's a very big Kiddush, because what? Rebbe's not allowed to argue with his Rebbe. So, first of all, it's Allah and Shulchan Aruch. I meant to bring the Shulchan Aruch with me. It's in Yeridei Simen Reish Mem Beis. The Mechaber, the Ramah, says clearly that even though that when a person argues with his Rebbe, there's a whole way to do it, and you can't Chalilu be Moira Allah Bifnei Rabbi, and there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how it goes down. But it's okay. At the end of the day, you're allowed to argue with your Rebbe. And the Vilna Gaon says that there's many Rayas in Shas, and his classic Raya is Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel argued. Incidentally, which is Rebbe, by the way, and Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. And it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon brings us also in Simen Reish Mem, and Ilchus Kibud Avayim, where the Mechaber is talking about a person arguing with his father. And there too, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person allowed to argue and learning with his father. And the Gaon says the same thing, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel had a father-son relationship. They also had a Rebbe Talmud relationship. But the bottom line is, it's okay. But vice versa from this Gemara, that even though it's okay, it's some sort of bidyevet. It's like the Gemara says, Rav Tanu Upali. But it's bidyevet. There's so many sugis in Shas that are predicated on Rav not stimming with a Mishnah or Rav not stimming with a Bris. I Rav Tanu Palik. I hear, but that's not Likatchila. See, here too, of course, Rebbe could argue with Rebbe Akiva. I mean, there's a few leaps of faith here that Rebbe, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rebbe Akiva, it's even a generation removed. But the bottom line is, the Katchila, you see, it's not the right thing to do. But the Gemara says again, how do you know that Rebbe was a Talmud, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Maybe he wasn't a Talmud. The Gemara says, Vatanya, I know it from a Braisa. I'm a Rebbe, Kshinu, the Maiden Torah, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We were learning Torah by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Hayinu Mailon Loy Shemen Va'aluntis. We used to bring him Shemen, that's oil. Aluntis is a towel on Shabbos. Problem is you can't carry on Shabbos. So this is a real Erev in Gemara. They used to bring in Mechatzah Legag, Umigag Lekarfith, Umikarfith Lekarfith Acher, Adshara Magil Lamayish, because they were jumping on roofs, literally, to bring Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his Shemen and his Aluntis. But you see that Rebbe was a Talmud Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So the Gemara, Savalakidach to Rav Shemen. It's true, Rebbe was a Talmud Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Who was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva? And based on that, it should come out that Ksir Sayyim has to be Bizmane. But he holds like another Rav Shimon. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon Bar Yorei Kamech Aviv Mitzvah B'Shaita. Take a look at how Chava Mitzvah B'Shaita. Shari Hektach Lavin Leivarim Ksheim Kalalailo. They used to allow the Akhtaris Emurim to be Doicha Shabbos, even though it could have been done Shalai Bezmana. The Teretz is, why were they being Doicha Shabbos? Because they wanted to do a B'Shaita. There's a mitzvah of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So Erech Hanami, he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that in theory there's an idea that anything you could have done not on Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. But being that by the Ktzir So'imer, there is a concept of Shaita, right? There's a big difference between doing Ktzir So'imer, B'leil Tezayin, versus bringing the Izemel on Shemini. There's no inyan of bringing the Izemel on Shemini. You can bring it on the first day, second day, third day, a year before. It doesn't matter when you prepare the messer that's going to do the Bris Milah. There's no Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. As a result, if you keep a hold, it's not Doicha Shabbos. But over here, being that there is an inyan L'Katchila to do the Ktzir So'imer B'Shabbos, even though in theory it's not Akif, it's not like Mila Bizmani that has to be done with your Meshmini. It's not Makif, but there is an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. I mean that there's an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, even though he held like Rishon Ba'ichai, who held Mustama, held like Rabbi Akiva, this whole Shalshalas all works out, but at the same time, he held that Ktzir So'imer doesn't necessarily have to be Bizmani. It's Doicha Shabbos. If it doesn't have to be Bizmani, why would it be Doicha Shabbos? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Shmile. What about Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon? So, had Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon know, the Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shimon knew that Ktzir So'imer has to be Bizmani from the fact that it's Doicha Shabbos because he held like Rabbi Akiva. I, Rabbi, was just Doicha very nicely. Shani Hosam, Shari Doch, Sashchita, Sashabbos. No. It's true, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Kamech Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And he learned it from the Hechter Chalavim. That you see, the Hechter Chalavim, they used to be Makriv on Friday night because there's an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Even though there was a way to circumvent it and they could have done it before Shabbos. But he says there it's different because over there, when you're bringing Karbanis, there's so much being Doicha Shabbos anyways. The Shechita is being Doicha Shabbos. So he felt over there, Shari Dosh Shechita Shabbos. So it's okay to let the Haktar be Doicha Shabbos. But the Ktsira with his, just to frivolously allow it to be Deicha Shabbos, he didn't think Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would be enough of a reason. Thus, must be Ktzir So'imer, has to be Bizman, otherwise it wouldn't have been Deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says, L'Rebbe Hachi Nami Dach Shechita Shabbos. What about Rebbe? Why doesn't Rebbe accept Rabbi Elazar Shimon's argument? Elik, Sava Rebbe, Ktzir So'imer, Loi Dach Shabbos. I hear. Gemara says, you're right. Rebbe really has to shim with Rabbi Akiva. If it has to shim with Rabbi Akiva, isn't Rabbi Akiva a raya that Ktzir So'imer has to be Bizmana? So, the Gemara, that's all true if Rebbe holds that Ktzir So'imer was Deicha Shabbos. Maybe he doesn't hold Ktzir So'imer was Deicha Shabbos. When Reuven explained Rav Elazar Shimon, he explained Rav Elazar Shimon with two hanachas. Number one, Rav Elazar Shimon. Again, Rav Elazar Shimon's shita is that Ktzira So'imer has to be done as mana. How do I know that? Rabbi Yechzal explained, it's very simple. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because Rabbi Elazar Shimon holds two things. He holds that Ktzir So'imer is Deicha Shabbos, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that only something that has to be done on Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. So obviously it has to be done as mana, because otherwise it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. Right to Gemara. Rebbe holds Ktzir So'imer, doesn't have to be Bizmana. Doesn't he hold like Rabbi Akiva? It's his Rebbe's Rebbe.
Doesn't he hold of that second anacha? Tainus the Gemara now. Yeah, he holds of the second anacha. He doesn't hold of the first anacha. Who said it's Teicha Shabbos? Maybe it's not Teicha Shabbos. If not Teicha Shabbos, you don't have the first. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is predicated on two anachas. It's Teicha Shabbos, and only something that has to be done bisman is Teicha Shabbos. Rabbi holds Ksir Soimer is not Teicha Shabbos. If it's not Teicha Shabbos, then you have no raya that Ksir Soimer has to be bisman. But the Gemara says, Veloy. Could Rebbe possibly hold that Ktzir Soim is not Teicha Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to ask a whole bunch of questions that takes us till the end of the parak. For Hatanam, we learned in the Mishnah, the Chacham and Maimrim, Echad B'Shabbos, Echad B'Chol, Mishol Samerba. Whether the Kamenem was born on Shabbos, was born during the week, they used to start off with three Soim. You see, it was born on Shabbos. This is like a Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe doesn't hold it at Mishnah. The Chacham and Maimrim, another Mishnah, Echad Shabbos, Echad Chol, B'Shloisha, Kupais, B'Sholish, Magolais, there were three Kupais, three sickles. And that was true whether it was born on Shabbos and Chos. You see, it was born on Shabbos. Like Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't hold that at Mishnah either. Another Mishnah, it said it was Shabbos Yom Elohim. Remember the Kehanim, they used to talk to the Tzibur. They got the Tzibur involved. They would say, Shabbos, this Shabbos, we should do it. So again, it was a Mefurish Mishnah. It's like Rebbe. Again, maybe it's not like Rebbe. Now there's two dots here. Really, there shouldn't be two dots here. Because the Gemara is just continuing along. So you have to know why there's two dots. Nikta Bayoim, Kosher, V'Teicha Esa Shabbos. The Mishnah said clearly, if it's Nikta Bayoim, it's Kosher, and it's Teicha Shabbos. Now, here the Gemara already asks a whole fest of Kosher. Man, Shabbos, who holds Nixabayim is kosher? It's Rebbe. That's the Gemara we're learning now. Rebbe's the one that holds that the Ksira Soimer could be done even during the day. The Ktani Deichas HaShabbos, my life Ksira, it says clearly it's Deichas HaShabbos. Doesn't it mean the Ksira is Deichas HaShabbos? The Gemara says, no, Hakrova. Nikter by Yoim Kosher, the Deichas HaShabbos means the Hakrov is Deichas HaShabbos. But the Ksira, maybe the Ksira really is not Deichas HaShabbos. But the Gemara says, is that true? But Tanya, one final kasha. Rebbe Yoimer, Vaidabim Moshes, Meade Hashem, of Bnei Yisrael. We all know the pasuk. Matamud Loimer. So the Gemara gives a kachim spin to this pasuk. Visually, Laman, Elo Tamad, Pesach, Hashem, Meade. We know the carbon Tamad and the carbon Pesach are Deicha Shabbos, the Deicha Tumah. And the reason is because it says B'mayadai. And we learn from there, Vafilu B'Shabbos, B'mayadai, Vafilu B'Tumah. You always bring up Bezman. It doesn't matter if the Zman is Shabbos, doesn't matter if the state of the union is that Klal Yisrael's Tameh, you always bring it b'mayadeh. Shair Kabbana Sibur, how do you know other Kabbana Sibur, Talmud Loimar, Eile Tasu L'Hashem b'mayadeichem. And we learn from there, b'mayadeichem is true for all Kabbana Sibur. Minay l'rabbis oimer, v'hakarev imoy, v'shtei halechem, v'hakarev imohem. Meaning, that pasuk of Eile Tasu L'Hashem b'mayadeichem is in Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas talks, mentions almost all of the Kabbanas that were brought on Yontem. Almost all of the Kabbana Sibur. But almost all, not all. What's not mentioned is the Karban Omer and the Shtei Halechem. It's Karbanos. So how do you know those Karbanos that are not included in Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'mayadeichem? And it doesn't say B'mayadeh. How do you know those Karbanos are brought B'tumah and those Karbanos are brought B'Shabbos? Tamal Lomi V'Yidaber Moshe Es Mayadeh Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. This pasuk HaKosiv Kavam Mayad L'Kulon, that this halacha of Mayad applies even to those two Karbanos that the Torah doesn't specifically say Mayad and are not even mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, thus not included in Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'mayadeichem. So you have a braisa over here that says that the Shtei HaLechem and the Karban Omer were Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumah. Zok to Gemara Lomai. What part of the Karban Omer are we discussing? Ilem la Krava. Are we discussing that Krava? Shtei HaLechem and HaKrava Ninu. It mentions the Karban Omer together with the Shtei HaLechem. In the Shtei HaLechem there was no HaKrava. And even though we spoke out for Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Tetzaveh, but of course that's all in the world of Drush. It's Mala Olav HaKosov as if there's HaKrava. Really, there was no HaKrava. So there was no Chil Shabbos taking place. So obviously when we have a pasuk that tells me that the Shtei HaLechem can be brought on Shabbos, we don't mean physically putting it on the Mizbech. Ela Pshita, says the Gemara. It's so poshut, it's so obvious that we mean the preparation of the Shtei HaLechem, such as the Tchina, grinding the wheat, the harkada, and being mirakid, or the kavasa, gabayim l'ktzira. If that's the case, l'chura, just to keep it parallel, you would think by the carbon, I mean, when we say it's Teicha Shabbos, we mean the ktzira. The kadach yes haShabbos, and you see clearly that it's Teicha Shabbos, so it's mefurish, therefore, that ktzira sa'omer is Teicha Shabbos. Again, another braisa that says ktzira sa'omer is Teicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, elo, omer l'akrava, really, when the braisa says that the omer is Teicha Shabbos, what it means is that you could be makriv the carbon omer on Shabbos, the shtei halechem lafia, and the shtei halechem, what it means is that you could be oifa the shtei halechem on Shabbos. And in fact, you can't do the tchina on Shabbos, and you can't be merakid on Shabbos. Why would you not be able to do the tchina and the merakid? Because that's not something you have to do on Shabbos. And if it's not something you have to do on Shabbos, you can't do it. But the afia, that's something you do have to do on Shabbos, and that's what we mean here. Because Gosava Rebbe, Tana Mekadosh. This Rebbe holds that the Tana was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechen, is the Ofile Me'esmol, if you're going to bake it before Shabbos, if Solabalina, because once it gets Kedushas Takuf, now it's already subject to Psolino. So it's for that reason, the Afia of the Shtei Alechen was done on Shabbos, and the Krova of the Kavanoim was done on Shabbos. You have no right that the Ksir Sa'imer was able to be done on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Gosava Rebbe, Tana Mekadosh, does Rebbe hold that the baking of the Shtei Alechem is what was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, the way the Lechem got Kedusha was from the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres. That's related to the Zika that existed between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. And when the Shchita was done with the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem got Kedusha. Ketzad, Shachtan Lishman, Vizartam Shalei Lishman. If the Shchita was done Lishma and the Zerika was done Lishma, that's wonderful. Kidei Shalechem. Shachtan Shalei Lishman, Vizartam Shalei Lishman. What if the Shchita and the Zerika of the Kifsei Atzeres was done Shaloi Lishma, like Kiddush Alechem, because it was a bad Shchita, it was a bad Zerika, so the Lechem doesn't get Kedusha. Shachton Lishman Vizarek Dom Shaloi. What if the Shchita was done Lishman, the Zerika was done Shaloi Lishma? Halechem Kaddish Veina Kaddish, the Rebbe. That's a quasi Kedusha. Was Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Oyva Meine Kaddish, Ad Shiyishcha Lishman, Vizulam Lishma. No, if it was Shwan was Lishman, that, then it's not good. You need Shchita and Zerika Lishma. But the bottom line is, what gave the Lechem the Kedusha? It was the Shchita, and maybe the Shchita and the Zrika. And therefore it even had to be done Lishma, because if it was not Shloi Lishma, the Lechem never got Kedusha. So how could you tell me that Rebbe holds that the Afia was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem, and when we say that the Shtei Alechem is Doicha Shabbos, we don't mean the Hechsher that you could have done before Shabbos. What we mean is the Afia that had to be done on Shabbos, because if it wasn't done Bizman, it would have been possible, you know. As if to say the Afia was Mekadosh, Rebbe holds the Afia wasn't Mekadosh, because even after it was baked, you see it relied on the Shchita. Amrav Nachem Yitzchak, Hukfu Lai Hukfu Kama. Two separate things. The Kedusha itself that was related to the Afia, and it's for that reason the Afia had to be done on Shabbos. But when we say that the Shchit of the Kivsei Atzeres was Mekadosh the Lechem, we mean that it created the Zika. It was Kaveyet that now these two are together. So for example, if the Lechem became Pasul, now you'd have to bring new Kivsei Atzeres. Some of the sugyas of, some of the difficult sugyas of earlier Dafin, these things related only once the Shchita was done. Hadron Aloch, Rabbi Yishmael.